Rich Studley is the CEO and president of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. He's been listening to the program this morning. Rich, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I always listen to the program, and as usual, you're doing a nice job covering both sides of a complicated issue like right to work.
Well, tell me what's your thought on, and the Chamber's thought on right to work?
Well, Tony, I was listening to your interview with Tom Watkins, and I know Tom, and we've worked together, and I respect him. He did mention the Michigan Chamber, and I just wanted to call in to set the record straight that we're member-driven and we are policy-focused, but the Michigan Chamber has not taken a position either for or against right to work. So I just wanted to set the record straight on that. Sometimes we agree with organized labor, and we've worked together on issues like energy and transportation. Sometimes we disagree with organized labor and have argued with them about unemployment insurance and work comp or MyOSHA. I think whether critics or opponents of right to work like it or not, this is a legitimate public policy issue that's going to receive more discussion on shows like yours. We're watching very carefully the debate in Indiana, but I just wanted to set the record straight that we haven't taken a position on this issue. We might in the future, but I think it's one that deserves a lot more discussion and careful study.
Well, that's interesting, Rich, because my perception, I'm not saying it's right, but my perception from the guests that we've had on is that the Michigan Chamber of Commerce would be pro-business and anything that would help business in the state of Michigan. And from that point of view, right to work would be effective.
There are people in the business community who support right to work. There are others who do not, and there are many who are undecided. So I think until recently, many in the business community felt that this was an important issue, but in Lansing, it wasn't realistic to think about it as a legislative priority. So we try to be very careful and very thoughtful in our approach to these issues. We listen to our members, and we work toward a consensus as we build a position on these issues. And I want to be respectful of groups on both sides, but at this point, as far as the Michigan Chamber is concerned, we're just not there yet in terms of taking a position or making it a priority. We'll listen, we'll learn, we'll study, and we might do that at a later date, but we're just not there yet at this time.
Well, I've got you on the line. Wanted to give you or wanted to ask you about the state tax on business equipment that might be discussed in legislation this session. What's your take on that?
Personal property tax relief is a top priority for the Michigan Chamber. We think there's a way to go about that, that we can put a meaningful dent in a bad tax that is difficult for local government officials to administer and very burdensome for Michigan's job providers. A lot of the states that we compete with for jobs don't impose a property tax on business equipment and machinery and furnishings. On the other hand, we're mindful that especially in some communities, it provides a fair amount of revenue. So it's not our goal to put cities and other units of government in a position where they can't afford to provide essential services. So I'm optimistic that Governor Snyder and Lieutenant Governor Kelly, who are working on this, they're going to come up with a proposal that is fair and balanced and worthy of consideration. And I think that'll be the jumping off point for a good debate.
All right. Rich Studley is the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Sir, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Tony. Keep up the good work.